The Health Minister, Jim Wells, is expected to make an important announcement today on the availability of new cancer drugs in Northern Ireland. The DUP has made it very clear it wants a small prescription charge, with the money this raises ring-fenced to fund new drugs. Here's Peter Robinson talking earlier this month.
This is the right thing to do, where a contribution can be made through the prescription charge towards a specialist drug fund, not just for cancer, but primarily for cancer sufferers. It was taken to our party group meeting unanimously. It was agreed that this was the right direction to travel. And many of the members felt that they would be empowered when they went to pay for their own prescription, to know that in doing so they were helping others who were in need. So I hope that the consultation that Jim will bring out as Health Minister will be responded to across the community, and we can make some real progress with this matter. If we are talking about 50 pence or a pound for a prescription, or if we are talking about an annual ticket of something like £25, I think that's entirely doable. Of course, if there are those who are in special need, then I think we can look at a provision for that. But this shouldn't be putting too much of financial pressure on any of us. The Minister has already asked his officials to prepare the consultation document. He will come to announce that within a very short period of time, and hopefully there will be a public response to that.
Right, let's get your views on this morning. 08459 555 678. Would you care if you had to pay some money towards prescription charges? Well, Sinn Féin says no, they don't want them. Here's the Health Committee Chair, Maeve McLaughlin.
Well, Sinn Féin's position is very clear on this and has been very clear on this. We continue to have huge health inequalities in our system. The gap between those who have and those who haven't is getting worse. So in our view, the introduction of prescription charges is not a runner, because it would, in my view and in our view, target those who are already more vulnerable. I honestly think that in relation to the funding of the healthcare system, there are other ways of the generation of revenue.
Dr. Terry Maguire, community pharmacist, with us this morning. Morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. What do you think here, Terry?
Well, it's interesting. The Minister clearly has decided a consultation will be announced, and certainly I personally welcome that. What I would be very disappointed with is if we go back to what currently England have, a prescription charge whereby it was quite a sizable amount of money, probably £8 plus, and we have it for only 10% of the population, those people who are means tested to actually pay it. So as a result of that, and that's the way we had things before 2004, and 90% of prescriptions were not paid for, and it was an extremely complex system, a complex system that really very few people fully understand. Even pharmacists like myself who took the charges didn't understand who was exempt and who wasn't.
But there will be lots of questions to ask Minister Wells around this today. For example, if they do go down the route of a flat annual payment, 20, 25 quid a year, that's what's been bandied about, would that be everybody has to pay that? The unemployed, pensioners?
Yeah, I think there's some logic to that, because certainly if you had a 50p or a £1 charge and you applied it to everyone with no exemptions, then there's no need to put a system in place to actually assure compliance. So you don't have to pay to stop people who are supposed to pay and don't. And that really was a very expensive program in the last system. So in addition to the fact that we have a £1 charge, I think this is an important point, is that we would then gather in a sort of defined amount of money, which in Northern Ireland would mean about £35 million. So it's not insignificant. More importantly, from my perspective, is that people might actually think about the medicines they're using. Do they actually need them? And if they don't, why are they actually getting them?
Well, you're a pharmacist, so there's a lot of wastage in the system, is there?
The wastage in the system is well documented, Stephen. We've got £18 million identified in Northern Ireland in wastage alone. These are medicines which people receive, and for some reason they don't use it. It could be a lack of compliance. It could be that they had an adverse event. It could be it was repeated accidentally by the GP. So there's lots of things that I believe a small prescription charge would tighten up, and that would be to the benefit of a health service which is under severe financial restraint at the minute.
Yeah, I've heard people mention that they go out and they get suntan lotion, for goodness sake, on prescription.
Well, there are sort of provisions for that, and indeed some patients with certain medications will require suntan lotion because it stops them getting severe skin conditions. That can, and indeed is probably pushed in some cases where it's been prescribed inappropriately. So therefore, I think that the prescription charge would bring a reality to it. We have 40% more medicines for the population of Northern Ireland compared to England. We have 20% more compared to the population in Scotland. So I'm slightly concerned to hear people saying that this prescription charge issue will actually worsen health inequalities. There's no good evidence that the amount of medicines which we're using for a population has improved in any way public health. What I do know is that medicines used inappropriately is very damaging to health. And I think the population have forgotten that. And I would welcome that type of conversation in this debate.
And let's see what people think this morning. But here's the bottom line. There will be some people thinking we pay for it already. That's what we pay into the National Insurance Fund for. Every time we see our wages and we see National Insurance taken out, that's towards the NHS, among other things. We're paying for it already, and now they're going to give us a double dunt and charges again. First call to Dennis, Kenneth and Dromore. What do you think, Kenneth? Morning.
Well, I don't agree with it because I get a lot of tablets for diabetes. I've had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and I have high blood pressure. And am I going to pay for each item or does that include all?
No, the plan would be at £25, somewhere around that. They haven't spelt out the detail yet, but certainly the Duppers, the DUP, Kenneth, they've talked about a £20, £25 a year annual charge. And Peter Robinson, the First Minister, you heard that clip we paid there.
Yes.
He said it shouldn't be too much. It wouldn't be something that would harm us too much.
Well, I wouldn't mind that in the least.
You would pay towards it then?
I would pay £25 a year gladly.
Tell me why.
Well, it's going to do people. I've had that disease and I have survived it, thank God for that. But there's other people and they can't get drugs. And, well, the money's scarce in this country, as you know.
You see, I guess another aspect of this, Kenneth, could be some people would be concerned, where does this stop? If they bring it in at £25 this year... You know, do they double it the next year? Do they treble it the year after that?
Yes, that's the problem.
And there's a principle here, Terry Maguire, isn't there? You either charge for prescriptions or you don't. And once any government starts charging for them, then how much do they hike it up by?
Yes,
there is a scheme. And indeed, Stephen, we've had this since the 1960s across the UK. England's the only region because of the devolved health service there decided to keep the charge.
Yeah.
We've always had means by which we decided on an uplift and that proportionate given the actual sort of economy and everything else. So, I mean, there's very strict rules and regulations around how prescription charge would be hiked.
Yeah.
I think there's two things here. There's a one-off charge for each individual item, but if, such as your gentleman caller saying, he has regular medicines, then he opts for a prepayment certificate. And indeed, that was consistent with what we had before.
Yeah.
You see, Michael Coogan points out on Twitter this morning, he's just sent this to me, and he says, when prescription charges were dropped, did they not argue that it costs more to implement the charge?
Yeah.
Is that not why they dropped them in the first place?
Yeah.
That's not technically right, Stephen. I mean, the cost of actually implementing the service was around about 4 or 5 million, whereas there was about an income from about 15 million from the prescription charges prior to stopping. So there was a net gain in a sense, albeit the fact it wasn't great. And indeed, it was a political decision at the time that Minister McGimsey decided to go down to £3 and then down to zero. And indeed, he did that in common with other regions of the UK, Wales and Scotland.
The reason we're talking about this today is that we are expecting the Health Minister, Jim Wells, to make an announcement today on prescription charges, which would fund drugs. The money would be ring-fenced. It would not just be for cancer drugs. It would be for other drugs as well. But we do expect the Minister to make this announcement to the Assembly later on today that he would support prescription charges. Fergal McKinney is the health spokesperson for the SDLP. Do you support prescription charges?
Good morning, Stephen. And it depends on which context. And you've outlined a little bit of the context in relation to today's announcement. And you've got to remember that when the Minister announced in his review in September last year that this was about IFR process around cancer drugs, and it was, if you like, the conclusion of the big campaign that Una Cruddon and others were involved in terms of trying to get access to cancer drugs. So I'm hoping that the Minister will make some positive comments around those today in terms of opening up that access IFR process. I haven't seen the documentation. He's to make a statement at 10:30.
Well, have you had any steers? You are on the Health Committee. Have you had any steers as to what he's about to say?
It's fundamentally worrying. I haven't. And, you know, if somebody does want to encourage people to back them in a campaign or an issue, then perhaps they might have given some sort of an early steer just around some of these issues. And I don't mind telling you that I haven't received that. So, but the context within which this the prescription charges might come up is around the potential, and that's what the terms of reference, for the reintroduction of prescription charges to finance specialist drugs fund. Now, from the SDLP's perspective, before we get anywhere near handing the health service more money, we need to work out how much wastage there is in the health service. And that has formed part of the narrative over the last 18 months or so. We can clearly demonstrate there's huge wastage in the health service. And according to Terry's figures there, and if I recall, that's the money's out of a prescription charge at an early stage wouldn't even go anywhere near that. So we would need to make sure that the issue of wastage was fundamentally addressed. We would need to make sure that the money was actually going specifically to the area that it was. And what concerns
Well, it's
me,
our understanding well, that the money would be ring-fenced well, for drugs, well, not just yes, cancer drugs, but drugs yes, in Northern Ireland that are not currently available. Yes, that's the understanding of this programme.
Yes, but the PPRS scheme, which could put those drugs for free, and which I've been banging on about for 18 months, the money is coming back here at the rate of £3 million a quarter from England, and that money, which was designed to go to specialist drugs, is being used elsewhere in the system. So I don't have faith in at this point.
Well, hold on a minute. That's drugs companies you're talking about, and you're suggesting that drugs companies would give us drugs free here for a couple of years.
Yes. That is.
Yeah, but come on. These big companies are commercial companies. You know, this word free is very, very interesting, isn't it? Because you wouldn't get them free. There'd be something in it for them, clearly.
Well, of course there's something in it for them. It keeps the drug industry going. We need people to access the drugs. And remember, we're also interested in and are heavily involved here through Queen's and the Cancer Centre and local companies in developing new diagnostics and drugs. So we can't just turn our back on or take it just at our own price. But fundamentally, we would need to make sure that any money that was being raised in a prescription charge was going, first of all, to the specific. And my worry is that when the system already exists through PPRS, that money is not going. My other worry is, as you've outlined already, is that they would introduce something like this at a marginal cost and then start to ramp it up and feed it into a system which is bloated and is wasting money.
Let's see what David thinks this morning. David Nanalong. Morning, David. Thank you, Fergal. Morning, David.
Hello. Listen, Stephen, I've had a double heart bypass. I can't mind whether it's 9 or 11 tablets a day, but I tell you, £25 a year to keep me alive is button. And I have no qualms, no nothing about pain. And I don't think anybody else should. When you study up £25 a year, what is it, 50p a week? Pretty cheap for life.
But you could say that about many things, couldn't you? You know, maybe you feel that the NHS is special. But if government started levying charges for all different types of things, £25 for, I don't know, £25 as a road levy, for example, as a congestion charge, for example. So why should the NHS be special? I guess because we see it as special in this society, right, David?
If you're sitting on the table and the surgeon says to you, if you make the morning, we'll operate. If you don't make the morning, we'll not operate. 50p a week, nothing.
David, thank you. Robert, next morning, Robert, we're asking this morning if you would support prescription charges being brought back into Northern Ireland. We expect the DUP Health Minister, Jim Wells, to make an announcement today saying he supports prescription charges and he's going to go out to consult on it. This is what we expect the DUP Minister to say later today to the Assembly. Robert, what do you think?
Yeah, Stephen, personally, I have no problem paying it. But the point I wanted to make was we had a family member died a few months ago there. And whenever she did pass away, her cupboards were full of medication. She had COPD and cancer. She was intent in the hospital. She was going to see different doctors in hospital. Her own doctor, they're all prescribing her for different medications. She shouldn't be on this, she should be on that. And she didn't know where she was with it. And after we were clearing the house out, her cupboards were coming down with medication, and we tried to take them back to the chemist. And they said they couldn't take them, only to destroy them. they couldn't reissue them again. Once they go out there to work, they can't reissue them.
It's interesting. Of all the calls we've had today, nobody against this charge. You would support the charge, Robert, right?
As I said, personally, me and my wife wouldn't disagree with it. As long as it wasn't too much, and the lack of pensioners and people that really needed it got it.
Yeah.
It's like everything that is set up here to help people.
You would charge pensioners too, though, would you? Would you charge everybody?
No, not pensioners, no. And people that are on sickness benefit are people that...
Why shouldn't pensioners pay 50p a week? Why shouldn't this be a charge for everybody? See, these are the type of things we need to discuss.
Yeah, but there are people... Stephen, a couple of pounds to me isn't going to make a big difference, but a pound to a pensioner could make a difference between a pint of milk and a loaf. You know, we have to think of these things.
Now, remember, we are speculating about this today because the announcement is coming in an hour or so from Jim Wells. But we're pretty sure that this is what he's going to tell the Assembly. But at this stage, just to keep us right, this is speculation. Stuart Dixon, the Alliance MLA. Morning to you, Stuart.
Good morning, Steve.
So you have questions, don't you, about who would pay this, how much would be paid, would it apply to everybody, for example?
Indeed, and those are very valid questions, and we are speculating at this stage. We don't exactly know what the Minister's going to say, but the Alliance Party has been calling for the introduction of limited prescription charges targeted at specific drugs, and particularly in this whole area of very expensive specialist cancer drugs. But if, yes, you're absolutely right, Stephen, I do have some serious concerns. For example, if it is £25 a year and it is targeted, and just listening to your previous speaker, it has to be targeted only at those who can pay, then how much of
this... So not a universal charge?
Well, no.
Why not?
Well, because there are many people simply cannot pay those costs, but there are many of us who are able to pay not only for prescriptions, but we can pay for water and many other things. I like to think that this is the DUP actually turning a corner in terms of looking at how we raise public finance to service the cost of living in Northern Ireland.
Well, the DUP MLA and Sovereign Health Committee member Paul Given told this programme that he was embarrassed to get free prescriptions.
At a time whenever Stormont was awash with money, you were able to abolish the prescription charges that I can remember having to pay for, but now they're free. And I have to get prescriptions myself. I have a mild form of asthma. It's not serious, but I need to get inhalers on a frequent basis. And I'm embarrassed to walk in and not have to make a small contribution towards that. And I would actually find it empowering to be able to make some contribution for my prescription charges if I knew that it was going to go and help provide the assistance that some people in our community need.
Well, so Paul Given from the DP would find it empowering. Tom in Belfast, would you?
Absolutely not.
By the way, Tom, the reason we're speculating today is because the DP have made it absolutely crystal clear that they would indeed support prescription charges. As you're hearing from Paul, and we've heard from others, Peter Robinson, for example, from within the DP, you're against prescription charges. Tell us why, Tom.
Well, I think it's a gain that we have achieved over the last number of years. And I think the DUP are clearly intent on following the Tory agenda and of privatisation and paying for the health service.
Are they not trying to find a way to fund drugs in Northern Ireland that we otherwise wouldn't have?
Well, I think as you pointed out, we already pay in our taxes for the health service. And for the DUP to follow the Tory agenda again and demanding extra charges on everything, what's next then? They're going to have a review then for the water tax. They're going to have a review then for something else. They're going to try and keep on eroding the achievements that have been the Assembly have made. You know, people go on about the Assembly having made many achievements, but the achievements that they have made, are the DUP intent on wrecking those?
Tom, thank you. Stuart Dixon, for example, the likes of water charges that Tom mentioned there, you would support an implementation of water charges, wouldn't you?
We would, because we've got to balance the books at the end of the day. And we as citizens, those of us who can pay, and I agree with Paul Given, I'm embarrassed that I don't pay for the small number of prescriptions that I get every year. But Stephen, I do have one concern about prescription charges, and that's the administration of it. If, for example, we're going to charge something like £25 a year, How is that going to actually be administered? And how much of the £25 will go towards the administration cost? If the minister is going to make this announcement today, he is also going to have to say that it has to have a highly efficient collection service for that sum of money, because we know from the past that when we were paying for our prescriptions, a great deal of money was wasted, and actually there was a great deal of fraud going on when it came to how people paid for and who paid and who didn't pay for the prescriptions. So we need to be very careful this time. When the minister, if the minister is going to introduce a prescription charge, he's going to have to say how it's going to be collected and how efficiently and effectively it's going to be collected.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Stuart. Morning to you.